from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, this is Normal News. I'm Chris Goldstein. Topics this week include Cincinnati's City Council passes emergency recriminalization ordinance, cannabis relieves MS-associated incontinence, synthetic THC reduces nighttime agitation in dementia patients, and the fourth National Clinical Conference on Cannabis Therapeutics to take place next week. For more information on these stories and to join the Normal Foundation, please visit norml.org. First this week from Cincinnati, Ohio, Cincinnati's City Council passes emergency recriminalization ordinance. The Cincinnati City Council voted 6-2 this week in favor of a, quote, emergency ordinance, close quote, recriminalizing minor marijuana possession offenses within city limits. The new law takes effect immediately. Under the ordinance sponsored by City Council member Cecil Thomas, minor marijuana possession is reclassified as a fourth-degree misdemeanor. Offenders charged under the, quote, emergency ordinance, close quote, will be subject to arrest, a $250 fine, and up to 30 days in jail. Repeat offenders will face up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine. By contrast, Ohio state law defines possession of up to 100 grams of marijuana as a minor misdemeanor offense, punishable by a $100 citation and no arrest or jail time. Councilmember Thomas, a former police officer, argued that the ordinance was, quote, necessary for the preservation of public peace, health, safety, and general welfare, close quote. However, federal data indicates that marijuana use is no greater and in many cases is less prevalent in Cincinnati than in surrounding regions of the state. During public hearings on the measure, dozens of citizens spoke out against the bill, and not one person spoke in favor of it. In a last-minute compromise, council members did agree to add a, quote, sunset provision, close quote, to the ordinance, meaning the law would expire after a year unless renewed by the council, quote, for more than three decades, Ohio's state decriminalization law has served as an example for the rest of the nation, Normal Executive Director Alan St. Pierre said. He continued, quote, it's unfortunate that this unwarranted effort by members of the Cincinnati City Council has overturned this long-standing protection for its citizens, close quote. Next this week from Plymouth in the United Kingdom, cannabis relieves MS-associated incontinence. Cannabinoids and cannabis extracts significantly reduce incontinence in patients with multiple sclerosis, according to clinical trial data published this month in the International Urogynecology Journal. 630 patients participated in the randomized placebo-controlled trial. Volunteers were randomly administered cannabis extracts, oral THC, or placebo. Investigators assessed patients' progress via subjects' incontinence diaries. Subjects administered cannabis extracts reported a 38% reduction in incontinence episodes from baseline to the end of treatment. Patients administered oral THC reported a 33% reduction. Quote, the findings are suggestive of a clinical effect of cannabis on incontinence episodes in patients with MS, close quote, investigators concluded. A previous clinical trial published last year in the Journal of Urology found that administration of natural cannabis extracts relieved urinary dysfunction in patients with advanced multiple sclerosis. Quote, urinary urgency, the number and volume of incontinence episodes, frequency and nocturia, excessive urination at night, all decreased significantly, close quote, in patients following 8 weeks of treatment, the study found. Previous trials on patients with MS and spinal cord injury have also noted similar results. Next this week from Berlin, Germany, synthetic THC reduces nighttime agitation in dementia patients. Oral synthetic THC or dronabinol reduces nocturnal motor activity in patients suffering from severe dementia and Alzheimer's disease, according to clinical trial data published this month in the journal Psychopharmacology. 12 patients with severe dementia participated in the open-label pilot study. Treatment with 2.5 milligrams of synthetic THC daily for 2 weeks led to a significant reduction in nighttime activity and agitation. No side effects were observed. Dronabinol is an FDA-approved Schedule III drug that may be prescribed for the treatment of weight loss in patients with AIDS and for the treatment of nausea and vomiting associated with cancer chemotherapy in patients who have failed to respond adequately to conventional antiemetic treatments. Previous trials investigating the use of synthetic THC on patients suffering from dementia have shown it to reduce agitation, decrease negative feelings, and stimulate weight gain in Alzheimer's patients. Aside from providing potential symptomatic relief, emerging evidence also indicates that cannabinoids may play a role in slowing the progression of certain neurodegenerative diseases, including Alzheimer's and Lou Gehrig's disease. Finally this week, from Santa Barbara, California, 4th National Clinical Conference on Cannabis Therapeutics to take place next week. Patients Out of Time and Santa Barbara City College will hold the 4th National Clinical Conference on Cannabis Therapeutics next week, April 6 to 8 in Santa Barbara, California. Speakers at the conference include talk show host and medical marijuana patient Montel Williams, Joan Dangerfield, widow of Rodney Dangerfield, Normal Advisory Board member Mitch Erlewine, Melanie Dreher, Dean of the University of Iowa School of Nursing, and other clinicians and health professionals from around the world. This year's conference is accredited by the University of California, San Francisco's Office of Continuing Medical Education. Conference agenda and registration information is available online at www.medicalcannabis.com. This has been Normal News from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. More information about these stories and membership in the Normal Foundation is available at norml.org. Stay tuned for Normal News every week right here on this station, your cell phone, computer, or iPod. I'm Chris Goldstein.